Here we go, Hungary, Finland, 3-2-1, good luck and have fun. As we spawn in at the new alleyway with Finland leading the charge here very quickly, it is Ace and Ichiban. They come into the fountain courtyard, up to the upper fountain hallway they go. Ace taking a position on the balcony. He's going to hold down. He's going to hold down the entrance or the alleyway there, the courtyard alley. As we see grenades being exchanged, who are you? Going to buy the farm here very quickly, as was Ace. A lot of grenades coming over from a Hungary. Corey with that last kill there. Already down two. That is Finland. As we follow Spindler now up into the upper fountain hallway, he's got the LR-300 out. As we see Ichiban being done in by Izzy of Hungary. So right now it is Tickle, the last gamer here. He's under attack. Doing a good job, though, retreating, but he is not going to get away from Morg, who finishes him off here. 1-0 in favor of Hungary. As they came out very quickly here, we follow Morg now out of the old alleyway spawn. He's got Izzy in front of him, and here comes Findler along with Corey. They're over in the patio courtyard, three of them holding it down here. As we saw Izzy over near the T intersection, G36 out, more grenades coming in from all directions here. One of the things about this map, a lot of grenade play up and over the buildings, which can possibly cause gamers to lose their life unsuspectingly. We go up to the upper fountain hallway. Here comes Ichiban and Ace once again dropping grenades over on the courtyard alley side of things. Dropping back very quickly was Koi here of Hungary. Koi now moving back in. LR-300 action aimed at Ace. Ace dropping his second grenade up there, again missing. So clans, still nobody dead here in this, the second round. As we watch action back and forth here, we are with Finland now over on the patio courtyard side of things. Xerox up on the bridge looking down the T-intersection, though. He keeps going back and forth here as Arnie's going to bleed to death. Punk with the kill for Hungary. There's your first kill here in the second round. As we follow Punk now, as Koi catching a bullet from Ace, so he goes down. We are tied one apiece. Xerox, great shot there inside the marketplace alley, gunned down as Tykel coming through, but he gets taken out. Morg also with a team kill there on his clanmate. Ichiban does him in over at the courtyard alley. We look at it now. It is a one-on-one. Ichiban and Punk going at it here as Punk was able to gun down Ace. One shot, one kill, SR8 out and playing for Punk. Punk now coming around the corner up into the fountain courtyard. He's got Ichiban up on the patio above the fountain area. Underneath the bridge, that is where Punk was coming from. Ichiban now down at the upper fountain hallway, and they go at it. Coming down the stairs, here is Ichiban. He drops off on to the alleyway. Going to go around the building, across the bridge, on the patio courtyard he comes. As we quickly switch over to Punk. Punk is injured. All you have to do is breathe on him. Bad breath and all, Ichiban, and you got a kill here. He doesn't even have half a bar of health remaining. So while Punk has got the SR8 out, up on the balcony now. He's going to hold down that courtyard alleyway and the upper fountain hallway here with that SR8 he's got in his hands. Switch back now to Ichiban. Ichiban coming around the long way underneath the alley timbers he goes. Down the stairs as he's now into the marketplace. Switching to the mini-map here, we continue to watch the action unfold. Punk going to hang back, and he's still up on the patio here. Here comes Ichiban down the new alleyway heading north. As he's going to come around the corner here very quickly. Up on the balcony he goes. He's going to get the kill. One shot. Nice kill there by Ichiban. Score now 1-1. Remember, we do play map wins here, not round wins. So whoever wins the map, regardless of the score, will be up 1-0. That means the opposing nation will have to come back and win to force a third and a tiebreaker round. We spawn with Hungary once again. It is Morg coming down under the bridge, dropping a grenade up into the Market Square alley. Two grenades. Actually, here comes another grenade over the top as Tykel catches a bullet. Spindler with the kill. Arnie, though, right there to finish him off. Great kill by Arnie, but Izzy quick on the trigger. He's taking on Xerox again in the Market Square alley, but Xerox going to come out on top this time again with an LR-300. He is calling for a medic. He's down to about 30% health as he is holding back. Here he comes back through the Market Square alley. Up on the bridge he goes. He's got Koi up on the balcony. Punk just beneath him. Punk injured again, but he's still got that SR-8 out. That very lethal here as we follow Xerox, the last gamer for Finland, once again. As Xerox has, let's say 30 health. He's got the LR-300 out. He does have a second weapon on his back. No, he doesn't. Check that. He does not. As he's over in the patio courtyard. Xerox is. Xerox making a move through the courtyard, up the stairs, going to look into the upper fountain hallway. And at the end, coming down toward him was Corey. Punk injured. He is hitting the legs once, twice. As he is now limping, he heals himself. He's going to double back here as we go back to where the action is. And it's going to be Xerox gunned down by Coy, who had 100% health. So that round, too hungry. 2-1 our score here. After three, we have just about 14:40 to go here. Coy tossing grenades over the rooftop from the upper fountain balcony patio side. Back into spec mode we go, and we do see Who Are You has overflow, but he was a sub, so he is out right now. Corey, nasty stain, ace with the HE toss into the patio courtyard. Tickle coming through, doing no damage there, as Arnie, Ace, and Xerox all quickly falling. Morg with two of those three kills, as Ichiban now was able to gun down Morg, but he takes a bullet from the SR8 of Punk. He is slowed down. Down he goes. It is up to Tickle once again. LR300, G36 out, but it's going to be Punk again with another kill here to end the round. 3-1 now. Hungry out in front here as we've just passed the 14-minute mark. Again, we watch grenades coming from Finland through the marketplace. Arnie tossing him into the new alleyway as he's able to pick off Punk with one of those grenades. Finland, we got Arnie and Xerox holding their position here in the marketplace. Coming through, it is Arnie taking aim at Sfrindler and Morg under heavy attack. Arnie's going to kill him. His ace's grenade going to catch Izzy. Down he goes. Ichiban with a big kill on Corey. So right now, Finland out in front as they got to find Sfrindler and take him down. We quickly find Sfrindler, and it's going to be Ichiban in the patio courtyard with a flawless victory here for his country. There's the first flawless victory here of the round, and it goes to Finland. Tickle coming out of the old alleyway spawn. He's got the G36 out, switching back to G36 quickly with the DE in the middle there. Up to the upper fountain hallway he goes, taking aim at Corey. Grenade there. Corey just avoids it, as did Tickle. Grenades, back-to-back grenades here. There goes another one. That should be the last grenade we have. Gunfire ensuing. That is Corey and Tickle going at it. It's going to be Corey with the LR300 getting a drop on him, holding his position there. He's got his back to Ichiban, who guns him down. Not sure what he was thinking up there. Back-to-back kills for Ichiban. Sfrindler also going down. Arnie picking off Punk as Arnie now through the marketplace onto the bridge into the fountain courtyard. He goes, drops off the bridge up to the Market Square Alley. He goes, that is a T intersection, climbs up the wall here into the patio courtyard. They are looking for Morg of Hungary. Morg under heavy attack. It's going to be another kill there. Arnie guns him down. Morg was able to get a couple of shots in on Arnie, but not enough. That is another flawless victory. Back-to-back flawless victories here to tie things up for Finland. Score now 3-3, 12 minutes to go here on UT Casa. It is Oswald here with you inside the game. Our admins today, as I said, Bluey and a Victimized backing her up, as it is her first match, so no longer is she a virgin here of being an admin. So welcome, Bluey. Down the alley timbers we go. It is Arnie. He was hit with one shot, calling for a medic, tossing a grenade in the direction of Punk. Punk back far enough, though, in the spawn area. He's holding that down with an SR-8. So Arnie going to have to be careful here. As we see Sfrindler catching a grenade from Tickle again, and Xerox doing a nice job to gun down Izzy. Tickle over in the patio courtyard, switching, and it's going to be Arnie with the final kill here on Punk as he came down the old alleyway to pick him off. That is three in a row now for Finland as they've come back after letting Hungary out to a 3-1 lead. They've rattled off four in a row of their own here. Three in a row of their own to take a one-point lead. Action starts very quickly inside the fountain courtyard. That is Arnie and Ichiban with back-to-back kills here for Arnie, gunning down Morg and Izzy. And just like that, Ace going to finish it off here for Finland. So now four in a row. We've seen this before from actually Syndicate, one of the Finnish clans here, able to put together a streak like this. And as I said, most of these players are from Syndicate. So they're doing a good job right now holding Hungry in check as we follow Coy now. Upper Fountain Hallway once again as Punk catching the exploding monkey, which barbecues Punk again. Ace with the kills. Findler and Coy, the Upper Fountain Hallway. They're going to try to hold it down there. Nobody for Finland in that area. And coming through the patio courtyard, it is Ichiban turning toward the T intersection, gunning down Coy. Ace able to pick off Findler in the same area. So Tickle and Ichiban, as we see Tickle now turning the corner down the old alleyway he goes, and he is going to pick off Morg from Hungry for another flawless. That's round 9 in the books. That is 3 rounds. Flawless victory again for Finland. They've rattled off 5 in a row here. We spawn with Finland once again. It is Ace and Ichiban coming down the Upper Fountain Hallway. Going to watch the grenades here very quickly. Ace takes a position up on the balcony. He's going to drop 1 and 2 grenades down that Upper Fountain Hallway. On the other side there is Coy. Coy hanging up on the patio. Up the stairs on the patio. Looking back at his countrymen, Findler and Izzy. As Coy now waiting for Morg to come up and join him, as we see Morg with a big SR8 kill, Tickle through the T intersection. And here they come. Here comes Finland once again infiltrating. Ichiban under attack. Ichiban gunning down Findler, and it's going to be Ace coming all the way around to pick off Morg for another victory here for Finland. And that is now 7-3 after 10 rounds. 9 minutes to go here as we follow Izzy into the Marketplace Alley, taking aim at Arnie. Arnie going to come through there very quickly. He's got Xerox right behind him. Going to have to watch the SR8 here of Morg once again, but it's going to be Izzy up on the bridge. He's going to look in and drop off down passing the Market Square Alley. Here comes Izzy. He's going to turn the corner, go into the patio courtyard, taking aim, and the gun and down Tickle. Tickle was calling for a medic. Coy dropping off from the stairs. A second kill. Nice work there. Gunning down Ichiban. So we go one-on-one, Xerox and Izzy, and it's going to be Izzy coming out on top there. Ace and Arnie, though, left to fend off the final gamer here from Hungry. That was Coy. Coy did not last long. He dies. So another round. That's 7 in a row here. Actually, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, that's 7 in a row here for Finland. As they've opened up a 5-point lead here on UT Casa. We spawn with them once again over under the covered passageway. It is Xerox, Ichiban, and a Tickle holding position here in the fountain courtyard. Ichiban making a move up, looking down the Upper Fountain Hallway. Nobody there. Xerox going to start the killing quickly. Gunning down Izzy. Findler coming through the courtyard alleyway, but he quickly retreats as Morg becomes a nasty stain. Another HE grenade there kill by Ace as Coy getting a kill. But again, the speed and coordination of Finland, Arnie, and Ichiban, another kill for each of them. They finish off the round. Checking the individual scores here, Arnie leading all gamers with 15 kills, 4 deaths. Great effectiveness by him. Ichiban and Ace both with 13. And leading the scoring here for Hungry, it is Izzy with 9. All gamers from Hungry with a negative contribution here. The best one is Izzy, 9 kills, 10 deaths. So Hungry hasn't, 7 minutes. I'm going to pretty much count Hungry out here for this first round. 6 points they are down by. It's going to be very tough to come back, especially against Finland, who's playing very tough here, very coordinated, as we see Ace gunning down Findler very quickly over in the new alleyway. As we just switched there, that is Morg running down. It's going to be Punk finishing him off. Punk and Morg now continue down the new alleyway, coming out just near the Marketplace patio. As they enter the Marketplace very quickly, Punk running very fast into the Market Square Alley. Coming through the Market Square Alley, there is Ichiban of Finland. Again, back-to-back kills for him. Gunning down Punk, turning his weapon on Morg and finishing him off. 13 rounds in the book, and the scores continue to be one-sided here for Finland, who has been on a torrid streak so far, ripping off 8 in a row now. Ace and Xerox get the round started here. Back-to-back LR 300 kills for them. Ichiban finishing off Findler very quickly, and just like that, Punk left to fend for himself. We quickly go to Punk. Punk running back, and he's over into the Market Square Alley, taking aim at Ace. Ace coming through. He's got the LR-300 out. Not the right weapon to choose. He had just switched to his MP5K, but not fast enough. Xerox with the kill here for Finland. That's 14 rounds in the book. 11-3 our score here. Finland can do no wrong as we hit just inside the six-minute mark. A grenade to start the action here. Izzy dropped by Ace again, and here comes Finland very quickly through into the courtyard. It is Ace, but Corey's able to there to pick off Xerox with his LR-300. Corey retreating. Ichiban gunning him down. Ace finishing off Morg over in the new alley, and Ichiban done. Punk just got punked. 15 rounds. Score 12-3. 12-3. Hungary's going to have to regroup here during the break as they are now down by 9 with 5 minutes to go. Almost an insurmountable number of rounds to come back here with only 5 minutes remaining. Teams exchange grenades here to start the round as Xerox and Akoi both catch and when they should not have. Ichiban on the wrong side of the G36. Izzy with a kill, but Izzy done in. Arnie, nice toss there up near the T intersection, takes him out. Arnie continues on in to the market into the patio courtyard, switching to his DE, reloads the LR300, doubles back over to the main square alley. Up the stairs he goes. He's going to look over near the alley timbers. Nobody home. As we go in search of Morg. Morg under attack. Great shot there by Arnie. He hit Morg with the LR300. Arnie still had 77 health. And Finland, after getting down early 3-1, they have done nothing wrong here since. We continue to see Finland. There's a team kill for Hungary. Izzy gunning down his teammate Morg. That's a second team kill on the side of Hungary. But Finland hasn't done much wrong since about the three-minute mark. Corey up on the stairs to the fountain courtyard. He's under attack. LR-300 out. He's bleeding. He's got a heal. Not able to do so. Ichiban guns him down with the DE, and it's going to be Ace finishing off Izzy. As we already see good games here from Hungary. So they've basically conceded this round here. 14-3 is our score here. Remember, though, we do play map wins, not round wins. So regardless of how many points Finland continues to put up, score is only going to be 1-0 because of the map win rule. As we see Xerox killing Punk LR300. We go up to the upper fountain hallway. Once again, that is Koi dropping grenades in the direction of Tickle. Tickle back far enough here on the patio. He looks inside the upper fountain hallway. Nobody home. Switching over. Here comes Findler through the Market Square alley. Taking aim at Tickle. He did hit him once or twice. Arnie coming all the way around the new alleyway. He's going to gun down Findler, who just doubled back through that courtyard alleyway. And just like that, Ichiban finishing off Corey. Another round. Another Finland victory. 15-3. We still have 3 minutes left here. We could have another 4 or 5 points put up by Finland the way they're going right now. We start with Izzy of Hungary up on the bridge, taking aim at Xerox. Ichiban, though, he hadn't hit him like 4 times here. Ichiban hit, yep. He did him in very quickly. Morg now for Hungary over in the patio courtyard, switching, has an HE grenade, and he's going to drop that in the Market Square alley. It explodes just outside the alley, but Ace is going to gun down Morg with a headshot, finishing him off. Round 19 in the books. Score now 16-3. Coming up here on the two-minute warning, Ichiban for Finland with a grenade as he comes up on the patio. We're going to follow Ace down the upper fountain hallway as Tickle on the wrong end of the G36. Izzy gets a kill here for his clan. We follow Morg now over in the patio courtyard. He's got Svendler just in front of him as Arnie's able to gun down a Punk from Hungary. Svendler turning the corner outside the Market courtyard. He comes and Ichiban drops him, showing some dominance here again. Finland going on the offensive down the upper front hallway they come. That is Ichiban and Morg going at it. It's going to be Ichiban with the kill, but right there to pick off Ichiban was Koi following him down the upper front hallway. But Xerox turning his weapon on Koi in the upper front hallway. Down goes Koi. Finland, like they've done since, I don't know, about the four-minute mark of the match. Another point, a minute 45, score 17-3. Yes, that is correct, 17-3. Action starts with Ace as he gets a kill. But right there, Ichiban back-to-back on Svendler and Izzy. Ace in a lot of trouble. He's got to heal himself, calling for a medic. And he is going to be answered by Ichiban. It's not going to matter though. Arnie is going to finish off Punk for a flawless victory. That is round 21. That is their fourth flawless victory here on UT Casa for Finland. We spawn with Hungary out the new alleyway they come. We follow Izzy and Morg through the fountain courtyard. As both looking to go down under the bridge, we see more grenades flying over the tops of the buildings, dropping off the bridge. That was Arnie. Great shot by Izzy with the G36 to finish him off. Xerox also drops off the bridge. He is injured. Morg coming around the corner. Morg done in by Ichiban as he is going to heal his teammate Xerox. Punk hanging back, and one of the two last gamers here for Hungary. We have Punk and Sfrindler. They heal each other up very quickly. I don't believe one of them is a medic. No, they're not. They go their separate ways here. Under attack, Ichiban coming up the stairs to the upper front hallway. He guns down Sfrindler. That is going to leave Morg once again, or Punk once again, with the SR-8. He jumps off the balcony, still going with the SR-8. Close quarter combat, wrong weapon to have. Round 22 goes to Finland. 16 seconds and this massacre is over. 19-3 is where we stand right now. So this will be the final round. Koi of Hungary coming out very quickly from the new alleyway spawn. Up to the patio stairs he goes in the fountain courtyard. Sfrindler through the courtyard alleyway. Is he going to come out the other side? It looks like he's just going to hold there for just a moment. Is he through the T-intersection? Gunning down Ichiban with his LR-300. Dropping off from the second story there. That was Tickle Tickle under attack. 2-on-1. He is done in. Koi kills his teammate. That was actually Sfrindler with the kill. Morg coming through the patio courtyard. He's got three gamers with him. Xerox turning his weapon on Koi, gunning him down as we follow Morg and Sfrindler. They're over in the patio courtyard. Great SR-8 shot. Punk gunning down Arden to leave Xerox all by himself. Xerox through the T-intersection. Here he comes. He's able to punk. Down he goes. Down the T-intersection with his back to the T-intersection. He's got to heal himself. He does so just under the bridge. It is Xerox and Morg going at it here 1-on-1. And it is going to be another victory here for Finland as they run the table here. Wow. Final score 20-3. We're going to roll to Abby. We're going to step away, take a quick break, and we'll come right back. It's Oswald. You are inside the game.
Quake 3. Counter-Strike. Quake 3. Counter-Strike. Quake 3. Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up.
And a whole lot more. This is the all-new family-oriented radio.
And welcome back. It is Oswald here in between the break, and that was 19 in a row. 19 by Finland. That a pretty amazing streak. I have not seen a streak like that in a long time. I think the best I've seen was 11, and that was put up by one of the Portuguese clan. But 19 in a row to finish out the round here for Finland. Pretty amazing streak there. Hungary got off strong. They won rounds 1, 3, and 4 to put them up 3-1. But the fifth round started the downfall here for Hungary as Finland went on a huge run, never looking back. And they take the first map there, UT Casa. Checking out the individual scores here. Ah, shoot, very quickly. And you know what? I didn't take a screenshot. Oh, well. I don't think it really matters. All the killing was on the side of Finland, unfortunately. A couple of the Hungry Gamers did have some good game. Punk was pretty lethal with the SR-8, but nonetheless, all the gamers from Hungary were in negative contribution. That's not good. Not good at all. So we'll see what happens here with Abby, too.
Red team wins.
Hungary going to have to change tactics here as they were just outplayed by Finland in that first round. So 1-0 is our score here in favor of Finland. As we get ready to start action back up here on Abbey 2, team's taking a quick break here, so we'll wait for them to come back. As we make our way through Abbey, if you haven't seen Abbey, urbanterror.net/abbey.jpg, map created by Tub and continually updated by Tub, one of the better maps here when it comes to gameplay. As I said, you're going to have to watch the action. A lot of action will take place in the Crossway and the Marble Approach. We've seen clans come out from the town square and hold a position over in the statue courtyard. Long arch tunnel on the southwest side of the map, that will lead to sniping. as we're just about set to go. Blue team not readying up here. Finland ready to go and finish off Hungary. Will that happen? We'll have to wait and see. Third map will be decided by the admin, from what I understand. No longer decided by the clan with the or the nation with the most round wins. It's going to be decided by the admin if we do need that. I'd have to say, following the way Finland played, if they keep up the action like they have, chances are this is only going to go two rounds, but we will have to wait and see. They may be able to come back and turn it around. Stranger things have happened.
Red team wins.
Stranger things have happened, that's right. Still waiting for the start of the match here. Hungary not quite ready yet. Action there in the background, but they are still warming up. As I said, this map used to be very notorious for grenade spam, but only in Europe, not necessarily in North American gameplay. And it's a strange thing to see, because a lot of the Europeans were calling for a change to be made to the grenades. Instead of starting with two, only starting with one. And this was one of the maps that was the main culprit here, because clans would come out, one from the cathedral south. They'd come out in the marble courtyard area. The other clan would run down into the central room, and then grenade spam would ensue right there. And, I mean, time and time again, you'd see the same tactics being used over and over. And then Tub updated the map here, including David's Courtyard and the Crossway, which really changed the dynamics, the layout, and the playability here on the map. Much more fluid in terms of gameplay. So that really has helped this map become one of the, I'd say, the top three or four maps used here in Clan Base. We have seen it used quite a bit. Not as much as Casa and Turnpike, but nonetheless, if there's a third map, this is usually the map we choose from my experience here. So watch the action over in David's Courtyard. You see some long snipes in and around that area. You'll see gamers coming through the marble approach. The cathedral entrance will catch quite a bit of action as well. Clans tend to stay away from the town square for some reason. And we are set to go here again. 3-2-1. Good luck. Have fun. We are going to spawn with Hungary down by a map here. They are going to have to pick up a win here on UT Abbey 2 if they want to force this to a tiebreaker round. And here comes the grenades through the crossway. That is Who Are You, who is subbed in for Finland. Who Are You down the marble approach, looking into the crossway. Here he comes. He's got a G36 out, taking aim at Punk, Morg, and Corey. And Punk hit not once but twice. Ichiban starts thing off, killing Svindler. Arnie picks off Izzy with the LR300, so already down two. Hungary in a little bit of trouble. Up to the central room we go. That is Ichiban coming through. Corey does not see him with the knife kill. Ichiban slicing him a new ass. Great work there by Ichiban. Xerox finishing off the round here for Finland. That's just, damn, you don't let that happen. You do not get sliced a new orifice in Urbantear. I'm sorry. 1-0 our score here. Xerox quickly out into David's Courtyard. He's got Who Are You with him. Who Are You readying his grenade? Here comes a couple grenades. Chases Who Are You back. Who Are You not able to drop it as far as he would like to. He is injured. But right there is Xerox to heal him up. Another grenade goes haywire. It hit like up on the roof of the building. Koi and company from Hungary. Punk is right there as well. Xerox and Arnie back-to-back kills here on Corey and Izzy. Sprindler able to gun down Ichiban off the stairs from the balcony. That is Punk. But right there, Xerox cuts him down. Xerox now coming through, but it is not going to matter. The DE kill for Arnie, finishing off Swindler. Svindler, 2-0. Finland, my countrymen, are up on top. Hungary, I don't know what's happened to Hungary here, as they were playing very well over first four rounds, but for some reason, they've just fallen apart here. Ichiban catching Izzy with a grenade as we see Punk now behind the statue of David moving through the crossway. Here we go. That is Tickle and Xerox for Finland holding down the statue courtyard. Once again, we move up into the central room. Coming through the central room out onto the marble approach, it is Ichiban. And Morg is going to slow down Tickle here with an SR8 shot. Big kill there for Morg, who quickly retreats. He's got Punk with him as well, both armed with SR8s. They're going to have to be very careful here because they are now open to attack on the backside here in Davis Courtyard. Punk with Arnie guns him down. Another solid SR8 shot there. I continue to watch the backside here. It's not going to matter. Xerox and Ichiban as Morg and Punk now make their way into the statue courtyard with their MP5Ks out. Up the stairs, Ichiban's grenade catches Punk. He turns his LR300 on Morg. Morg bleeding. He's got to retreat around the corner. Will he heal himself? Oh, he just heals himself. He can't have more than about half a bar of health left as we go inside the game. And yes, he didn't even have half a bar. That killed Ichiban right there. 3-0 in favor of Finland, as Who Are You seems to continue to have some connection issues. He has dropped, but he's not called for a timeout. So we'll continue here. Ichiban up on the central hallway. He's got Xerox right beneath him in the statue courtyard. Punk again with the SR8 over in David's courtyard, looking through, trying to snipe through the crossway there. Sucker didn't avoid the grenade. Koi does in a tickle. Arnie and Ichiban, though, evening the score here, gunning down Svindler and Izzy very quickly to go up one gamer. Here we go, marble approach. Xerox and Arnie ducking in the marble stairway. Ichiban letting loose with the DE from all the way back on the horseshoe. Not sure why. Arnie coming through very quickly, rushing at Punk, gunning him down, taking Morg as well. 4-0. Finland now, 23 rounds in a row, going back to that first match on UT Casa. And actually, they are playing a gamer down. It is 5-on-4 here, folks. 5-on-4 as it looks like the admin has finally stepped in and says, Finland, do you want a timeout right now? Hell, I wouldn't even ask for a timeout. They are playing very well as Ace now has joined the battle. It looks like Who Are You is going to be kicked, so Ace is probably going to hop back in here in just a minute as we see Punk now coming down the courtyard balcony off through the crossway. Arnie gunning down Morg, and Xerox just waiting for Punk as Punk ran right into him. Xerox, though, taking out Koi over in David's courtyard with the LR300 once again, and we will have a pause here at the end of the round. We follow Koi now out of David's courtyard into the crossway, and he is going to be killed by Arnie with the LR300 again. 5-0 our score, as we do have a timeout here as Finland continues to play with four gamers here. Ichiban, Arn, Xerox, and Tickle of Finland doing a very good job here. Looking at the effectiveness right now, Ichiban, 10 kills, 1 death, plus 9 for him. Amazing. Arnie, 10-2, a plus 8. Xerox, 5-1, a plus 4. So all you have to do is look at the individual scores here, and you'll see that Finland is right now just outclassing Hungary, who I'm not sure what's happened, but they've completely fallen off the board here. So we're back in the game. Time in has been called. Tickle coming through the crossway, dropping a grenade down the marble approach. Nobody there for Hungary as Koi coming through, dropping a grenade in the crossway. Syndicate Finland, as Ace has the wrong tag on. Finland over in the courtyard, in the statue courtyard once again. Here comes Koi through the crossway. Arnie's grenade catching Svindler. Morg with the SR8 out, but he's going to be caught off guard. Tickle with the kill as Arnie kills Izzy once again. So again, all the action belonging, actually this time, to Hungary. They're up one man here. As we see a team kill there, Arnie gunning down Ace. That's going to hurt. As Punk now coming through with the SR8. Ichiban, a big shot there, running down the crossway. Punk missed him, but Ichiban did, and Ichiban able to finish him off with one shot from the LR300. And very quickly up into the crossway, that is Ace dropping one grenade. Tickle dropping a second grenade over near the Cathedral entrance just a bit far. Koi coming through with the HK69, the killing machine, and Izzy's grenade. Oh, Ichiban tossed it. Izzy caught it. As Tickle finishes off Morg, Svindler going down. Arnie with the kill over on the marble approach, retreating and running back into David's courtyard. That is Koi with the HKF. He's got the MP5K. Koi's grenade caught Ichiban just near the Cathedral entrance. Turning around, there comes Xerox through, and Xerox is going to cut Koi off at the knees for another victory. 7-0 now. 26 in a row here for Finland. Yeah, 26 rounds in a row they have rattled off here. Going back to UT Casa. I don't want to keep pushing that, but They continue to play very well. Morik starts things off, an SR8 kill on Tickle. Ace, back-to-back kill. Ace goes down. Punk with the SR8 kill very quickly. And here comes Morik through the statue courtyard. Xerok back-to-back kills here. Xerok three in a row. A headshot on Morik to finish him off. Morik just gives a string of question marks here as Ace returns with the exclamation mark. So we follow Ichiban and Xerok. Oh, Koi coming around the tunnel. Great work by Koi gunning down Ichiban and Xerok. And that is the first point for Hungary. 7-1. Is that going to be the turning point in this match? We'll have to wait and see. Still a lot of time on the clock. 12 minutes, 40 seconds to go. Although if you continue to use the HK69, I'm not sure about that. That is Koi with the HK out. Ace coming down the marble approach. He turns into the crossway, takes one shot, and retreats. A grenade over the top of the building here falls just a bit short. Ace has the G36 out. Here he comes into the crossway once again, retreating into the doorway up on the courtyard balcony. And very quickly, here comes Xerok through. He's got the LR300 aiming at Koi. Koi is going to drop him. Nice work by Koi and Morg. As Punk keeps his position up on the courtyard balcony. Here he goes. He's got the SR8 out. As we see Ichiban coming through the central room, Koi is going to gun him down. Tickle, he's one of two gamers. Now he's the only gamer alive. As we see Arnie dropped by Punk with the SR8. Again, Tickle coming up from the Davis courtyard. He's ready, grenade, dropping it up onto the courtyard balcony. Tickle with the G36 out. He's up on the courtyard balcony. As I said, he's going to hold that there for just a moment. Down the stairs he comes into the back hallway. He's got to find and kill Punk. Where is Punk? Well, Punk has made his way all the way to the central room. So we're going to watch it on the mini-map here for just a moment. And we could not have some action. Tickle underneath the tunnel. As we continue to watch Punk in the central room, here he comes out onto the horseshoe. And now it looks like Tickle may come up the stairs. He is going to come up the stairwell on to at least the same level where Punk is. Dropping inside that upper hallway, and we're going to have some action here. You heard the MP5K. That was from Punk quickly ducking around the corner. Tickle's got the advantage. He does have the G36 out. As Punk is going to keep the MP5K in his hand, and there it is. Punk able to spam him with the MP5K. That's two in a row for Hungary. They are slowly turning things around here. 7-2 now, our score. As we follow Ace out of the town square very quickly through the crossway, dropping a couple grenades and retreating back into the statue courtyard. Xerok and a Tickle join him. They're dropping off the central hallway. That was Ichiban, and he climbs back up onto the central hallway. Nice little move there by him. Arnie doing the same thing just off the side courtyard. Coming through that side courtyard, that was Findler. He's in trouble. He is injured and bleeding. He gets around the corner, though, and gets healed from Izzy right there as Corey's going to start things off. MP5K kill on Ace as Morg dropped by Xerok. Ichiban into the central room. Here comes Izzy. Izzy trying to chase him down. He finally catches him. Izzy shoots down Ichiban as Arnie coming through the central room up into the horseshoe. Here comes Arnie around. He's up on the balcony. LR300 down the marble approach, and he's going to kill Koi. Looking at it right now, it is a 2-on-1. Punk, the last gamer here for Hungary, left alive. Is he going to be able to finish things off again for round number 3 for Hungary, who is down by a map here? They need this win. They need to win this round right here. Coming through, Tickle. Oh, and Punk, another shot, another spam from the MP5K. Nice work by him. Gunning down Tickle. Punk going to hold his position just off the back stairwell there. He's got the SR8 out. Arnie coming through very quickly with the LR300. Oh, and Punk not fast enough on the SR8. Arnie finishes him off, stops the streak. That is round 10 to Finland. As they get back on their winning ways here, 8-2 our score here. We follow Hungary out of the town square. Punk, Morg, Izzy, and Koi all over in the statue courtyard, tossing and shooting grenades over near the crossway. As we see Ichiban and Ace starting things off here very quickly, two back-to-back kills for them. Arnie spammed by Izzy. Down he falls. Ace catching a grenade over on the crossway. Koi doing a nice job there. I believe that was the HK 69 again, but it's not going to matter. Izzy caught up in the center room. He falls. Score continues to go in the favor of Finland 9-2 at the 8-minute mark. As we continue to watch action here, Ziroc through David's courtyard. He's got help behind him. That is Tickle. Tickle with the SR8 out. Looking at scores here, Koi 11 kills for Hungary. He leads them. And Arnie now with 18. Arnie's grenade just picked off Findler there. Over in the statue courtyard. Ace now coming through the courtyard. Here he comes, crossway up the stairs onto the patio balcony. He goes. Ziroc also up the stairs into the center room, turns a corner, comes out on the horseshoe. Nobody there. Finland out and running very quickly. We continue to follow Ziroc down the central hallway. He goes in it to the town square. Nobody there. They're trying to find Koi. Koi under heavy attack on the side courtyard. It's going to be Ichiban with the kill. A flawless victory in round 12. For Finland, as they pick up the victory here, 7.5 to go. We start with Ichiban of Finland, ready to grenade, tossing it through the center room, drops up onto the roof, dropping a grenade over the top of the rooftops. Ace spammed to death by Koi off the central room. Again, more grenades being tossed in that central room. I believe that was Koi, Ziroc, and Ziroc and Koi, I guess, exchanging kills there. Ichiban, Arnie, and Tickle all following Morg with the SR8 shot to finish the round. And that is another point here for Hungary. But it may be too little, too late. 10-3 is the score. We have just inside 7 minutes as Punk starting where he left off. Another SR8 kill for him as he's able to take down a Tickle of Finland through the crossway. Koi coming around with the HK out. Ace just avoided. Here comes another grenade. Ace avoiding that one as well. So Ace doing a nice job here back and forth avoiding the HK-69 grenades from Koi. Morg now up the stairs going to the courtyard balcony. He's got the MP5K out. He has no health left and he is going to bleed to death. Ziroc going to get rewarded with that kill. Oh, and another SR8 shot. Ziroc decapitated, his lifeless body on the ground. His Ace also finished off by Punk, who got back-to-back SR8 kills there. One a lethal headshot. Nice work there by Hungary as they now 11-3, still in a bit of trouble. As we follow the action again, patio. Try statue courtyard, that's right. Statue courtyard with Ace and Tickle. They drop inside. As we see action continuing out on the side courtyard there, you heard the MP5K going off. And when we look at the gamers here, it is a 3-on-2 in favor of Hungary. As we pick it up with Morg. He's up on the courtyard balcony, dropping down now into the back hallway. He's going to look through the town square, come up the stairs into the central hallway, looking toward that central room. Nobody there as we see his teammate Punk SR8ing Tickle once again. Morg now through and out onto the horse. He's going to drop off onto the marble courtyard here very quickly. As he too with the SR8 is that they go in search of Ace as we now see Punk and Koi next to each other. Ace has the SR8 out. Look out, he just missed the shot. Ace turns, goes back into Davis courtyard. He's got the DE out. A great headshot there as Ace catches not one but two. He guns down Koi, and Punk is now a 1-on-1 here. Great work by Ace there in Davis courtyard as he was not looking at the penis on David, but taking aim at the opposing team. Great work by him. Ace and Morg going at it here. And yes, I did say penis. As we go into Davis courtyard, Morg is going to pick up the kill, spamming Ace with the MP5K. That is another victory here for Hungary, as our score now reflects 11-4. As we watch the action unfold again in the statue courtyard. I'm still stuck on Casa, the fountain courtyard. The statue courtyard, we have Koi firing the HK-69 out. Morg right there at the SR-8, but they cannot sit back. They're down 11-4 here, down by 7 rounds, and it's probably too much to come back from here as we're inside 4 minutes now. Round probably going to go to Finland as they are up by 7. Ziroc coming up the stairs into the crossway. He readies a grenade, tosses it off the wall. It bounces, but just a bit far there from Morg. Morg going to be caught by Tickle. A nice shot there, gunning him down. Tickle coming through with Xerox. Xerox got the G36 out, but he's going to be finished off by Coy, who is then killed by Tickle, who came through very quickly with the MP5K into the back hallway. He goes, but it's going to be Ace finishing off Punk with the SR8. That is all she wrote. Score 12-4 now in favor of Finland. As you hear the action start with grenades, once again, Xerox avoids a grenade over in Davis Courtyard, fired from the HK-69. Ace gets us started here, SR8-ing Punk once again, as I believe we now have about four or five gamers using the SR8. Xerox, one of those gamers for Finland. Same with Tickle there over in Davis Courtyard, taking on Morg. And Morg is going to SR8 Xerox, Xerox finishes off Morg. As we quickly switch, but just as we did, Arnie finishing off Izzy over in the Marble Approach. Round 17 in the book. That point going to Finland once again. Grenades start the action here. That is Arnie up on the horseshoe. There's one grenade. He's going to drop a second grenade in there as he just has the HK grenade go right by his head there. Did not hit him. Arnie now holding his position as we see all sorts of action beneath us there. You hear the LR-300 going off. That is Arnie. He is in trouble, but he's able to gun down Izzy as here comes Coy through very quickly with an LR-300 of his own, taking on Ichiban. Tickle finishing off Svendla. Into the central room we go. That is Punk quickly retreating out the window, down underneath and into the Marble Courtyard. He goes Punk picking off Ace. Ichiban going to get the final kill here. Score now 14-4 after 18 rounds. 1 minute, 40, and counting down, and this is going to be won by Finland, who has had a very strong showing today. This could be good things for them to come here through their group here. As we see Ace starting things off here with the SR8, killing Punk. Around the corner we go with Xerox. He does have the DE out. He's got help right behind him. They double back in it to David's Courtyard where Morg was hanging and spammed to death by Ace. That is another round victory here for Finland. 15-4. Action continuing. As we see Izzy getting things started here. He's got the MP5K out coming down the Marble Approach. And he's finished off very quickly by Ace. Xerox through David's Courtyard. Quick shot, it hits. Punk dropped. Xerox is plinked by Morg with the PSG-1. There's a first kill with that weapon today. As Tickle now switching to the MP5K, it's not going to matter. Ichiban with a kill for his clan. Action continuing here, all on the side of Finland. As we continue to watch the action. Sort of slow hitter start things off, but there they go. That is Finland once again. Ace and Arnie, very quick kills there as Ace picks up two out of the three kills. We are with Tickle here for just a moment, switching to his MP5K down the crossway. He comes in to David's Courtyard. He's chasing down Punk. He is going to catch him. Round 21 in the books here as we see. As we continue to see time tick down here, 10 seconds to go, 17-4. That is our score. This should be the final round. As we watch the action unfold, and it is Finland again doing all the killing. We are with Arnie. Arnie catching Coy with a DE round here as we very quickly make it over to the upper horseshoe. Punk, last gamer alive here for Hungary. He's under a heavy attack here. And that is the round. Final score, 18-4 in favor of Finland. So Finland going to go on to victory here. Very convincing win by Finland. We're going to step away, take a quick break, and come back, get into our second match here. It's Oswald. You are inside the game, and we're coming right back.
Okay, so piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theory that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage.
You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to,
well, games.
So keep it here.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
And it is Oswald here. We are back with you. Some great gaming action there. If you're on the side of Finland, they completely annihilate Hungary. Score 20-3 in the first round, 18-4 in the second. They win at 2-0. Not really much else to say. Finland had all the action on their side, and unfortunately, Hungary got down early in the second round. They're not able to come back, so that is our final score. 18-4 there. Congratulations to Finland. They get off strong on the winning way.